Do you remember what today is? Good, I'm glad you remember it's Sunday. Yeah, and what's its new name?
Yeah, we want to help everyone. Something like that.
You don't remember. Something about love, that's right, yeah. It's been up Sunday. I hope that by the time we finish today you've got that in your mind. That's the new name for Sarah Sunday. So next year, no longer living in the past, it's Be Love Sunday, right? Okay. I'm going to read to you a very well-known passage from Luke chapter 10. On one occasion, these experts of the law, here they are again. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What's written in the law? He replied. Well, you'd ask that of a lawyer, wouldn't you? What's written in the law? How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. You answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbour? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be passing. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite. When he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I'll reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbour to the man who fell into the hand of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. You know, he couldn't say the Samaritan. The one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do the same. The man wanted a technical answer, and Jesus gave him a practical answer. The man wanted to know who was his neighbour, and Jesus told him, you be a loving neighbour. The Samaritan showed what we might call neighbour love. Even though the needy person he provided for was from another culture, to say the least. His example is the one Jesus said should be copied. As you remember, this is Be Love Sunday, what used to be called Sarah Sunday. We focus on the child sponsorship program of Baptist World Aid Australia and the possibility of supporting the program individually with regular gifts. We're going to see some videos this morning. After most of them, there'll be an opportunity for you to comment on what you saw and heard or to ask questions. So please don't be backward in coming forward. And you may also have some questions from me. And I might want to make some comments too. So we're going to see the first video. Thank you, Mr. Video. Now it's your turn. Do you have anything you'd like to say about that? Anything you saw? Any questions in your mind? Abishai. The commentary said that Baptist World Aid Australia's is a new kind of sponsorship program. Did you pick up anything that you thought was new about that child sponsorship program? And maybe there'll be further opportunities as we go on this morning. The following videos may make it clearer. Most of them deal with countries that we have or have had a connection with in one way or another. We'll take the next one, please, Bill. Anthony said you can change a child's world. How's the world being changed for the children in the video? Getting good schooling, yeah? Yeah?
Clean water.
Clean water, yeah, that's an important thing. Did you notice at the beginning there was a big hill leading away from the water tank? In Nepal, excuse me, unlike other places, the poor people live at the top of the hill. And that's quite a small track. I saw children as small as those girls, even shorter than those girls, going down in much further than that and bringing water up with a bucket on their back and a band on their head. So the provision of water, clean water, is a vital thing. Not only it releases the children from the time they spend going up and down, being able to spend more time on their education. Yeah, and of course, as said, the education is so important for them. And the confidence of those young women, that's another thing that has certainly would have changed in that village. Usually the women are the drudges, and the girls too. In many countries where Baptist World Aid operates, Christians, okay, children in the sponsorship program are often involved in local children's clubs, when they can spend time with their peers and take part in training and other activities. Parents may take part in the training too, for example. Kitchen gardens and nutrition training can help them provide a healthy diet for their children. The project may work with schools and parents' groups to improve the education that's available to all children. All these initiatives work to help children and provide them opportunities for a stronger future. We're going to see the video now about Bangladesh, which includes some footage from a children's club meeting. Did you hear what Andy said about the influence of the children's clubs? The children go home with the message of good food, keeping clean, and also those social messages about child marriage, which is a terrible thing. Terrible. I'm sure we all agree that it is. When you sponsor a child, your sponsorship supports a child-centred community development project run by one of Baptist World Aid's Christian partners overseas. The program is specifically designed to benefit the children in the community, including the child you may be connected with. The program works alongside families and the whole community, helping them to build their skills and knowledge and create an environment where children have a stronger future. It's hard for us to kind of get our heads around the fact that children wouldn't have a strong future. We kind of expect that. Probably most of you can, in Australia I'm talking about, most of you can probably think how many more opportunities your children had than you had, even say 20 or 30 years ago. And this is great leaps are being made through these programs. Everything that child-centred community development projects do is designed to improve the well-being of children in the community. By working with the children, parents and other caregivers in the community, the child you sponsor directly benefits from the changes that will take place. Now we're going to go to the Philippines, a country subject to natural disasters, where a child sponsorship has been running, child sponsorship programs have been running for a long time, but the needs remain. It's the Philippines. That's a good example of one of the kind of side benefits of the child sponsorship program. There's a structure already in place for the delivery of support in times of emergency, and you can see that was what was happening in the Philippines. And yet, but as I said, there is still a need for sponsors for children in the Philippines. Now we're going to go to Cambodia. Yes, we've included this next video because it features the program in Cambodia. You remember, many of you, that we've had in recent times two visits from Pip Miner, who was working with Global Interaction in Cambodia. Cambodia is a place where Christians are in the minority. So let's look at the one about Cambodia next. What did you pick up there about the children of Cambodia through the program?
Confident.
Confident, yeah. That really struck me, how confident those children were. In many countries where Baptist World Aid operates, Christians are a minority, and children are often from non-Christian families or other faiths. The program partners, who are clearly committed Christians, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with my reading here, show Jesus love in practical ways. It's the program partners who are Christians, show Jesus love in practical ways. Building relationships and trust within the community, giving Christianity a good name. This strengthens the reputation and witness of local churches as they share the good news about Jesus, as you can probably work out. The last video is a little longer and features Sri Lanka. I've got some brochures here, and I'm going to ask Jan to put these on the back table. I hope you'll take one on the way. It's got more information about the Be Loved program, which you can become part of for about $46 a month. I also have the details about two children who are actually available to be sponsored right now. If you have a car or a check that you can use to pay for it, and if you'd like to see me afterwards, we can work on that together too. So let's just spend a few moments of quietness while we think about what we've seen and heard, and see how we might respond. Maybe you just want to use these few moments to pray. And then after that, Sue is going to come and lead us in prayer.